Do you like drawing or painting?
Both of them.
But I enjoy drawing more. When I paint, I often make a mess and just cannot bend to the colors properly. I find drawing to be easier and something you can do on the go, such as on the underground or doodling on your notes during class. What kinds of things do you like to draw?
Definitely portraits. I've always been inclined to draw the human face, capturing their intricate features and expressions.
When I travel, I take photographs of local people, then later replicate them to keep those memories alive. Did you enjoy doing art lessons when you were a child?
Of course. It was one of my favorite classes.
Since I was never a math or science person, art was always a creative outlet for me. I felt like I needed it after all the stress and logical thinking throughout the day to do. Not to mention my art teacher was really cool and zany. Do you ever draw or paint pictures now?
Absolutely.
Not as often as I used to because of time and adult responsibilities, but I still manage to draw a few times per week, especially to unwind before bed. Furthermore, I intend to go on a 2 or 3 week holiday abroad each year, so I sketch people there. When was the last time you went to an art gallery or exhibition?
When I went to Madrid on business last month. It had always been a bucket list item to visit the Prado Museum to see the original Guernica by Picasso, one of my idols. So I made time to do that. It was worth it.
What kind of pictures do you like having in your home?
Abstract and travel art.
I've never been into classical art. I like having Picasso paintings where you can't really tell what the real meaning of the painting is to allow more space for you to form your own perception. Moreover, I like filling my home with portraits from those I met traveling to keep their memory alive.
What benefits can you get from painting as a hobby?
Endless. I think firstly, art is a great therapy for people, no matter what condition they're suffering from. Secondly, art is an outlet for creativity, which some people cannot express in their daily lives. Lastly, it's thrilling and rewarding to gain new artistic skills.